Let's begin by finding a comfortable place on the floor where you can lie down. And as you lie here on the ground, perhaps letting the feet fall out to the sides, and you're welcome to turn the palms towards the ceiling with the arms resting at the sides of your torso, if that's comfortable for you. Or you can also bring the hands to the belly. And let's just start here by bringing our attention and our awareness to the breath. If the hands are resting on the belly, you might be aware of the inhalation and the exhalation, the rising and the falling of the belly, the ebb and the flow of breathing. Maybe aware of the contact with the ground that's holding you up. And perhaps even checking in, sensing how the body is. The body can be such a storekeeper for how our lives are, the interconnectedness of the mind and the body. As you feel ready, let's begin by bringing our hands up towards the ceiling with our fingertips reaching up towards the ceiling or the roof, only moving as high as is appropriate for you, and if possible, maybe letting the top of the hands begin to move towards the ground, extending into a stretching position. And then we'll reach through the fingertips and maybe extend through the heels of the feet, experiencing this stretch throughout our body. Aware of the torso and the arms, the legs, the calf muscles, maybe even the toes. And then we'll, at your own pace, begin to bring the hands back up towards the ceiling. And we'll move them right back to the ground. And just being attentive to whatever physical sensation might be present. Might notice the heat or the coolness, the temperature of the air, and the experience of gravity as it helps the hands reach the ground once again. From here, we're going to move into a gentle stretching movement. So let's begin by placing our feet flat on the ground, our knees pointed towards the ceiling, and we're going to be doing a stretch for the lower back. And we'll be concentrating on the area of the back just above the waistline, and we'll be moving our hip bones just up towards the ceiling, keeping the buttocks on the ground, which will create a space between the floor and the lower back. You might even put your hand right in that space, noticing it. And then if you've put your hand there, moving the hand back out. And we'll be moving the back towards the ground. So pressing the back into the ground, closing the space. And then just continuing with this motion, tilting the pelvis forward, noticing the effect on the tailbone and the lower back, and then closing the space by rolling the back into the ground. tilting the pelvis forward. And then closing the space, moving the back in towards the ground. And again, just continuing at your own pace, exploring the possibilities of movement that exist for you in this posture, not pushing beyond. Seeing if it's possible to allow just what's here. And then we'll come back to stillness, letting the back rest in whatever position is comfortable. And then we'll begin to bring the knees back towards the chest. And then wrapping the arms around the legs, almost as if you're giving the knees and the lower legs a gentle hug. And from here, you might just experiment with moving the knees from side to side. Again, allowing for a gentle stretch in the lower back, in the mid back. Might even gently rock back and forth, just a small amount, or any amount that's possible for you. And then returning to stillness. And we'll bring our head, if it's appropriate for you, up towards the knees. With the forehead moving towards the top of the knees. Holding. And then starting the lower back, just one vertebrae at a time, letting the back come towards the ground, the neck and the head, releasing the knees, extending the legs flat on the ground once again, and arriving in our resting posture. Perhaps taking a deep breath in, exhaling, and then returning the breath to normal. And so we'll transition from our last movement just a bit. We'll leave our right leg on the ground, and we'll begin to bring the left knee towards the chest. And here again, you can try to circle the knee if it's possible. Exploring the range of movement. Exploring the hip flexor. What's this part of the body like? And here again, if it's appropriate for you, maybe bringing the head and the moving the forehead towards the knee. Holding. And then one vertebrae at a time, coming back towards the ground, and then gently releasing the knee. Extending both legs flat on the ground once again. And then we'll move the right knee in towards the chest, keeping the left leg extended on the ground. And circling the knee. Perhaps inviting curiosity, noticing how the body is. Noticing how these movements impact the body. And then when you're ready, bringing the head up towards the knee. Holding. Aware of every muscle that's involved in holding this posture. And then also perhaps having an awareness of everything that's not working. Everything that doesn't have to hold this posture. The muscles that can rest. And then one vertebrae at a time, bringing the head back down towards the ground and the back. Releasing the knee and extending the legs flat on the ground once again. From here, we'll begin to transition. We're going to make a transition onto the hands and knees. And before moving into that position, perhaps just aware of the intentionality of movement, noticing everything it takes to move from this position where we're lying on the ground to the hands and knees. And you might start by just rolling onto one side and then letting the opposite arm help turn you around. And from here, we'll place the hands just below the shoulders and the knees just below the hips, the back flat like a table. The first posture we're going to be working with is called the cat-cow posture. And so we'll be arching our back up towards the ceiling, almost as if a cat, how they look when they've been scared. And dropping the head, looking between the knees. You might feel the stretch through the shoulders and pushing through the palms of your hands. And then as you feel ready, we'll drop the belly down towards the ground, creating an arch in our back and lifting the head up towards the ceiling just slightly. Any amount that's possible for you. You might be aware of the stretch in the belly. And then continuing to bring your attention to these two movements, working at your own pace. You might invite an inhalation as you arch the back up towards the ceiling and an exhalation as the belly drops towards the ground. And let's do this full motion one more time and then coming back to stillness. So once you've come back to the tabletop position, we're going to move into a balancing posture. And I'll offer many options here. So we'll be extending our left arm just in front of us. And you can hold just this position if that's comfortable for you. And if you'd like to add on, extending the back leg, the right leg. So the opposite hand and leg. You might notice everything that's involved in holding this position up. Maybe even noticing all the small shifts of movement, even when there's balance. And as you feel ready, bringing the hand down. And then bringing the knee down. And knowing that it's fine if that balancing posture is a little bit too challenging at this point to keep either the hand or the leg on the ground and to just practice using one at a time, building up to what's possible for you keeping in mind there's no right way to do this sequence. We're not trying to achieve anything, just having an awareness of how things are. And so now let's do the same balancing posture on the other side. So we'll extend the right arm this time, just about shoulder level. And then as you feel ready, extending the left leg. And extending the left leg up in the air any amount, using the buttocks muscle, the lower abdominal muscles, to hold this posture. And then gently bringing down the right hand and then the left knee. And let's do a couple of the cat-cow positions as a counter stretch. So again, perhaps extending the back up towards the ceiling, letting the head drop, looking between the knees. And then letting the belly drop towards the ground and moving the head up towards the ceiling. And just continuing with a couple more cat-cow. And then we'll do with a balancing posture once again. So returning to stillness, extending the left arm out in front, and then beginning to extend the right leg. And here's another opportunity to notice all the muscles that are engaged in this movement, and maybe noticing the muscles that don't have to be working right now. Is it possible to smile? And bringing the hand back down to the ground, bringing the knee back down. And then we'll extend the right arm out in front of us. And then the left leg. And then bringing the right arm back down and the left leg. And here again, just using a couple of the cat and cow movements as a counter stretch. And then we'll return to stillness and move into our next posture. Our next posture is the child's pose. So we'll begin by bringing the buttocks back towards the feet. And you can leave the arms out in front of you extended and bringing the forehead down to the ground. And if you'd like, you can leave the arms just where they are. You can move them alongside the body, whatever's most comfortable for you. Taking a moment to rest in this posture, aware of how the body is, and maybe noticing, is the body the same now as it was at the beginning of this yoga sequence? Not that anything has to be different, just bringing an awareness to how things are and noticing for yourself any changes that might already be present. And then as you feel ready, we'll begin to turn over once again into our resting posture, lying on the ground, taking your time, a seamless transition, aware of everything involved in the movement. As you return to this resting posture, perhaps bringing the awareness back to the breath just for a few moments, from here, we're going to move into a strengthening posture. So we'll begin by bringing our feet flat on the ground, knees pointed towards the ceiling, and we're going to be moving into a posture called the half bridge. So as we do this posture, you'll want to engage the buttocks, the lower abdominal muscles, and the upper legs. We'll put our arms resting alongside the torso, the palms of the hands flat on the ground. And then we'll push up through the feet, bringing the hips up towards the ceiling, resting the weight of our body in the upper shoulders mostly, the smallest amount in the back of the head, being very attentive to the neck. Holding this posture, aware of the upper legs, the buttocks, the lower abdominal muscles, everything engaged in this balancing and strengthening position. And then one vertebrae at a time, just letting the back come towards the ground. And as you reach the ground, perhaps taking a deep inhalation, exhaling, and then returning the breath to normal. Resting here for a moment. And then we'll do this posture one more time. So again, pushing up through the feet, engaging the buttocks, the lower abdominal muscles, moving the hips up towards the ceiling. Maybe noticing where the mind goes. It might even want to go back down to the ground. And so notice what it's like to stay with this posture if it's appropriate for you. Noticing that interplay of the mind and body. And then again, one vertebrae at a time, taking your time and coming back down to the ground, taking a deep breath in, exhaling out, and then returning the breath to normal. For our next movement, there are two ways to do this posture. One would be to extend the arms out to the sides, like a T. Or you can also clasp the hands and bring them behind the head so that the elbows are near the head as well. Whatever's more comfortable for you and whatever allows you the space that you have to do this posture. If you have less space, clasping the hands behind the head can be useful. And then we'll begin to bring the knees in towards the chest. And then we'll just let the knees fall to one side, getting a gentle stretch through the back. And if you'd like to, you can move the head the opposite direction of the knees, looking over the shoulder. Maybe aware of the stretch through the back and the rib cage. And then we'll bring our knees back up towards the chest, back to this neutral position. and then gently letting them move to the other side. Here again, you can let the head fall to the opposite side of the knees, just gazing over the shoulder. Bringing interest and curiosity to each movement, to each area of the body. This is really an opportunity for us to know how the body is. And then gently bringing the knees back up to the center. And then we'll let our feet come down to the floor, the knees pointed towards the ceiling. We'll be doing a gentle stretch in the legs from this area. And we'll start with the left leg. And you can extend the left leg and bringing it up towards the ceiling any amount. Holding the leg up, and you might even rotate the ankle here. Explore the motion and movement that might be possible. You can point and flex the toes. Maybe even bringing awareness to everything the body can do. We've worked through so many different postures, and there might be things that we feel limited on, and there might be things that we've been able to do as well. Bringing our attention there, noticing what's possible. And then as you feel ready, we'll hold behind the leg in any place that's most comfortable for you, with the exception of behind the knee. We'll want to avoid that area. Otherwise, bringing the hands behind the knee. And you might see if you can move the leg closer to the chest, any amount that's possible. Again, not pushing beyond boundaries. Aware of what's right for your body. And then as you feel ready, bringing the head right up towards the knee, if this is a posture that works for you. And then we'll bring our head back down towards the ground, releasing behind that left leg and letting the foot fall flat on the ground again, knee pointed towards the ceiling. Taking just a moment here to transition. And then we'll extend the right leg up towards the ceiling, any amount. And here again, you might rotate the ankle. You might point and flex the toes. You might even check in, noticing if the mind is still in the direct experience of this yoga sequence, or if it might have drifted off somewhere else. Bringing our attention back, just as we did in the body scan, to the direct experience of physical sensation, the direct experience of doing the yoga postures. And here again, reaching behind the back of the leg in any place that's comfortable for you. And then bringing the head up towards the knee. And then we'll bring the head towards the ground once again, releasing the back of the leg. And then let's extend both legs flat on the ground once again, letting the feet fall out to the sides, just resting for a moment in this position. And then when you feel ready, we're going to make our way over to one side. So just shifting your posture so that you're lying alongside the body, so that the side of the body is along the floor. You'll have your elbow bent and resting your head in the palm of the hand, or you can extend the arm and rest your head on the arm, whatever's more comfortable for your body. The legs are straight, and we'll begin to lift up one of our legs, any amount. You can circle the ankle from this position as well. And if it's possible, maybe exploring lifting the leg just slightly higher. Holding, strengthening. Being with whatever comes up, because it's already here. And then we'll bring that foot back down. And then taking your time, we'll rotate over onto the other side. And from here, again, lifting up the foot. Maybe rotating the ankle. Exploring the full range of possibilities. Seeing if we can do that with self-acceptance, non-judging. And then, if you'd like to, perhaps lifting the leg just a little bit higher. And then gently bringing the leg back down towards the ground. And from this posture, we're going to make our way onto our stomach. And so you can rest the head on your hands. If you'd like to, you can put the fingers on top of each other and then the thumbs on top of each other, creating a triangle. And you can rest your head right in that triangle. Or you're also welcome to just rest the head on the cheek or on the hands as the head is resting on the cheek. And from here, we're going to bring our attention to the breath. When we're in this position lying down on the ground, you might notice the expansion and contraction of the belly with each inhalation and each exhalation. Aware of the belly breathing. From here, we're going to move into some strengthening postures. So now we'll put the forehead on the ground or in the triangle we've created with our hands. And we'll just bring the left leg up any amount, engaging the buttocks, noticing the muscles in the back, the strength in this posture. And then gently bringing that foot back down to the ground. And then let's lift up the opposite foot now. And then bringing that foot back down to the ground and turning the head to the side. That's comfortable for you, and just resting here for a moment. From here, we'll move into our final posture, the cobra pose. So we'll bring the hands right by the sides of the shoulder, keeping the elbows alongside the torso. And before we do this posture, again, engaging the buttocks and the lower back. And we'll be moving our head and chin and just a slight amount of our upper body off the ground, keeping our elbows to the ground, but pushing through the palms of the hands. Not moving beyond what's comfortable for you. Aware of the lower back in this posture. Then gently bringing the chest and the head back down to the ground. And we'll roll back over into our resting posture. Taking your time. And from here again, perhaps letting the feet fall out to the sides, the palms open towards the ceiling, arms alongside the torso. And perhaps bringing our attention back to the entire body as we lie here. Noticing how the body is now. Noticing the effects of this yoga sequence. Maybe also having an awareness of how is the mind now? Where is the mind? Has the activity of the mind changed? And knowing that nothing needs to change. And maybe bringing our attention back to the breath. That's the way we began this yoga sequence. And noticing how the breath is as well. Noticing the quality of the breath. Noticing the area in the body that the breath is coming from. And perhaps congratulating yourself for the time and the attention that you've put into your practice today. You've spent time tapping into the resources that already exist within you and that are being strengthened by practicing in this way. You've created time and space for observing things as they are from moment to moment. This flexibility and attention can extend into your life with continued practice and awareness. May you be peaceful and at ease.